Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Well, here we go, our second hour in Circles of Change, and real pleasure live in the studio for the next two segments. And first off, I'd like to welcome Christy Giroux and Katie Powell from here in Tucson. How are you women today?
We're well, thank you.
Doing really well.
Terrific. Well, this is a dynamite mother-daughter team, ladies and gentlemen, so get ready. Christy is the owner and regional director for Compound Profit of Arizona. She's also president of Creative Business Systems Incorporated. She assists businesses in identifying and obtaining alternative financing to improve their cash flow, reduce operating costs, and the real joy, increase profit. Christy has many years of business management and leadership experience in the government, public, and private sectors. She's a U.S. Air Force veteran and entrepreneur with a bachelor's degree from Indiana University, which I won't hold her against her since I'm a Purdue grad, and a master's degree from Webster University. Her daughter, Katie, is marketing director and funding advisor for Compound Profit of Arizona and also secretary for Creative Business Systems. Katie Powell has a bachelor's degree in natural resource management from the University of Arizona and a diverse work experience in both government and the private sectors. She assists clients with locating the best financing option available for their unique situation within their industry. So, again, welcome and congratulations on your joint business.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So what's it like being a mother-daughter team together, Christy? Was this something you always envisioned?
No. It has been great. We've always gotten along well together, and after many years of moving from place to place with the military, it was a joy to move here and settle down and have the great weather. And over the years, we've just gotten to know each other and learn each other's strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And we offset each other very well. We're very different, and we have very different strengths, and it's working very well.
That's great. Now, Katie, the way in which you and I met, I know you shared with me that you were doing some other things from a career standpoint, and your mom executive recruited you to come. So that first conversation, was that a, ooh, or was it a, yeah?
You know, for me, it was a yeah. I mean, not that I did not love the people I was working with. I mean, it was, you know, Raytheon's a wonderful company. It's amazing. But there was an opportunity to venture out into the small business owner world. Mm-hmm. And I do get that a lot. You're working with your mom? How's that going? I could never do that.
That's right.
And you know, of our angst in my teenage years.
Good for
so,
you.
So we get along very well as adults.
Well, and you know, that's a priceless thing. I think probably all of us parents look forward to sometimes that time my children are younger. So you have all these role reversal that plays out during time, but then you see, like you said, Christy, the opportunity to compliment. Bravo. So with that in mind, tell us, Christy, what is Arizona Compound Profit all about?
Compound Profit of Arizona is an alternative financing company. We do a lot of different things, but that's our focus. And it's trying to find solutions for small businesses and various sizes, frankly, that are struggling with being able to find access to capital to grow their businesses. We do a lot of different kinds of funding. We have some sources through our corporate office and some funds that are provided through strategic partnerships.
And those strategic partnerships being local institutions then in the areas you cover?
Some local institutions and some all across the country.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. And so, Katie, on a day-to-day basis, what does that look like? What does the work? What do you do?
Well,
because I know I meet you at networking events as she's doing such a marvelous job marketing your service, but what would someone see when they would sit down with you?
When we sit down with our clients, and we'll preface this with, we do a business analysis meeting, and we sit down with them, look at their business and personal financial situation, because for any of you out there who have tried to obtain business funding, you do realize that unless you're Microsoft, to some extent your personal finances do come into play with qualification.
Right. Sure.
And so we sit down, get an idea of what their goals are, what they're trying to do, how they do business, and find out what is the best way to get them the least expensive money we can to achieve those objectives. And that initial meeting can happen over the phone, it can happen at a coffee shop, it can happen at their office, although I find that that's not always the best choice, because because you have a lot of conflicting competitors for your time at
Absolutely.
Your office.
The interruptus factor, right?
Exactly. And so we have that initial meeting, and then we really analyze with them, okay, how do we move forward from here? And we're a little different in that our clients are not paying us. We are paid by the lenders upon successful completion of funding.
So did you hear that? For those of you that are interested in this topic, this is free help in some regard, right? It comes
right.
back ultimately from the funding source. Christy, now you mentioned from the corporate. So this is an organization you became affiliated with and then opened the point here in Arizona, correct?
Right. Compound Profit Corporation is the franchise headquarters. They're based out of McKinney, Texas. And we are a franchise, locally owned and operated, and I'm actually also the regional developer for the whole state of Arizona. So,
and how many points are there in Arizona at this point in time?
At this point, there's just us and another franchise in the Glendale area.
So again, for some of our listeners, you might be thinking about, you've got an acumen in finance, you've got business background yourself. Christy, I'm sure you'd be open to also chatting to see if you have some partner
right.
reach.
Right, exactly. We're always looking for individuals who might be interested in growing their own business, and this would be another business opportunity for those out there that mm-hmm. wanted to do that. I think that the unique piece of our opportunity is, and of just what we do, is that we have a whole suite of services that are available, and it really makes us different from a lot of the competition, I guess is the best way to say it. We don't really have a whole lot of competition in that people, you know, you can find companies that will do accounts receivable financing or factoring or whatever online. Mm-hmm. You can find a couple here locally, but you don't find a lot of companies that offer the whole plethora of services and options that we have available, which is why we can sit down with a business owner and say, this looks like the best option for you might be this versus that, or you're eligible for all of these options, but maybe this would be the best one in your given situation. We're going to lay it out on the line, give them their options, and sometimes what we offer is not the best option.
Mm-hmm.
If it sounds like they would qualify for an SBA loan or with a special Veteran Express loan or something else, then we'll try to plug them into the agency that makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all about making money. It's about trying to grow small businesses.
Yeah, so I was going to just comment to that effect, is that your business really wants to be an engine for economic development here in Tucson, doesn't it? And the other points you're looking at, right, Katie?
Absolutely. We really do want to spur small business growth and development in Arizona and in Tucson specifically. Obviously, that has the place in our hearts. But people get very caught up with large companies mm-hmm. and their importance. And I think that they fail to realize, especially in Arizona, that a huge percentage of employment and services and drivers in the economy are entirely dependent on small business.
Absolutely. And in that case, I think the latest statistic, you know, I know, look at the Tucson Chamber of Commerce or all the commerces in the area, maybe 85% of the businesses represented there have less than 20 employees.
Yes.
So, you know, you look at that. And so I think that's for people who are tuning in from places other than Arizona. That's a very different fabric here with only a couple other major corporate employers, the vitality in the future. And that spells opportunity for young people or people who are career shifting,
mm-hmm.
that, gee, this is a place that's very vibrant with that possibility. Still comes, though, back to your propensity of risk and your access to capital, right? So,
right.
So, Christy, part of that analysis when you're looking at things, whether it be a spreadsheet or a dialogue, you're also, I suspect, testing the individual's ability to manage risk.
Exactly. A lot of the time we're looking at a business owner, and we will get calls on occasion where someone is just getting their feet wet and really hasn't decided what they want to do,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't really have a plan. And occasionally I'll get a phone call where someone asks me, tells me that they need $50,000. And when I start to ask questions about what is your business, what is your
right.
plan, well, I don't know yet. And what makes you think that, you know, is $50,000 is going to be enough,
right.
and what that looks like? Well, just somebody told me that that's what I need. So then it's plugging them into other resources that can help them to try to figure out what they want to do, where they want to go. And so we do a lot of referrals out to Small Business Development Center and, of course,
classes,
those are nationwide classes.
Colleges,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just to help them try to figure out what that all looks like. Being a small business owner is a lot of work. And a lot of people really don't have a good picture of what that looks like.
Well, particularly if they want to go beyond it being a lifestyle business.
Exactly.
Meaning it's me as a single practitioner with two or three family members, and not that those aren't great businesses and can't all, by the way, provide a great lifestyle, but if they're thinking beyond that, it's a whole different dialogue, isn't it?
Exactly. If they're going to be, are they wanting to do it as a mom and pop shop, or are they wanting to really grow something huge?
Mm-hmm.
And two totally different aspects of looking at business and being the business owner.
So, Katie, tell me, what's the picture of your best client?
Oh, let's see. Our best client really could be described by business owners with a plan and vision to grow their business.
There you go. So they already come armed with, okay, now I got it. Help me go.
Absolutely. I mean, we can work with businesses in almost any industry. You know, some of our options work really well for startups and others work well for established business. We have had the opportunity to work with established companies where they're experiencing new growth. Some other factor changed.
They need a kick up, yeah.
And they just needed to get to that next level, to get up beyond the plateau that they were at. And, you know, there are types of funding that work very well for those that do business-to-business invoicing. Mm-hmm. That can include manufacturing, trucking, medical offices, staffing. And then we also have many options that are more geared towards retail companies. It just depends on how they do business. But really, companies that have an idea about where they're going and what they want to achieve, because we want to help them get to that place and we want to help them be successful, so I can call them up in 5 years and say, isn't that awesome? Look where you guys are.
That's right. Now, I suspect for the two of you then, you are not only here to serve, but you're also here to screen, because your livelihood is dependent upon these financial institutions cutting good loans and making good deals. So that responsibility on your shoulders is not to be taken lightly then, is it, Christy?
No, I think, you know, one of the things that we have been doing a lot of is talking with people. And I will tell you, one of the hardest things in our economy right now is credit.
Yeah. Sure.
And for people to qualify for the loans that traditional lenders offer, credit is the number one key that they're looking at. And it's how a lender tends to look at their character. That's how they sort of evaluate character. So for a lot of people right now, they have blemishes mm-hmm. on their credit, and that is causing some serious difficulties. We have to look at that piece, but yet take a step beyond that and say, you know, let's look at the whole picture. Let's not just look at credit and say, nope, you don't have a score that's this number, and therefore we can't go any further.
It's like the student that can't get into college because their SAT score might be X, mm-hmm. but that you come to find out they're a child prodigy in a variety of things. They just might not know how to take the test.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it allows us to really dig a little deeper and see what will work.
And that then these alternative financing venues are, A, looking for you to dig deeper, but also open to consider the other pictures that you present, that
exactly.
you're representing of these companies.
Exactly. It's given us a really good opportunity, I think, with the business owner. I love being able to work with them. A small business owner that maybe their credit has not been that great, but they have customers who have great credit, and that's mm-hmm. who's paying the bill.
Bills, yeah.
Therefore, it gives us a pass through, and we can make some things happen.
Katie, give us some examples of some businesses you've been able to fund and help them get on their way.
Well, this is obviously no means an exhaustive list, but we've just to give you the diversity and the range and scope, we've worked with a small neighborhood sports bar that was under new ownership, mm-hmm. and we were able to acquire over $33,000 in business credit for them. We've had some startups in Phoenix, and for one of them, we were able to get $125,000.
So was this a matter of kind of shopping their interest to a variety of the financial institutions you represent, or was there a logical one-to-one match?
For this particular program, which is our unsecured business funding program, there is actually some shopping. There's a kind of strategic process that we use in-house to mm-hmm. go out and shop for business credit. And in this case, you know, that requires their personal credit profile to look fairly solid mm-hmm. or to have someone who is willing to lend their personal credit to the business in the form of a guarantor.
Okay.
And obviously,
yes, back 'em up.
Obviously, we work with that person to know, so they know exactly what they're getting into, and that they understand everything that can happen with that. But trying to shift some of that burden that exists on that personal owner and take, they've leveraged, you know, their assets, they've used their credit to start this business or to continue or do whatever it is, float money, whatever it is they're doing.
As I call it, the home equity line of credit rock that was over my head for the first year and a half while I ramped up my consulting business. And then courtesy of the fluidity right now of where the home loaning market is, as I was able to qualify my husband and I to, you know, refinance our home and send that rock out into space. But everybody has a different keys and levers they can pull, of course.
And exactly, and that's something we can work on, is trying to get that credit in the name of the business. Mm-hmm. So it's
so
not
put your personal at risk.
Exactly, and also to work on kind of building and establishing business credit independent. Again, looking at, like you said, if you have a business owner that's trying to grow it to the point where it's not just them, where their business is not just themselves, mm-hmm. and where they can have a separate entity. And so it's one thing we do. We've been able through our business revenue lending program to get between $7,000 and $35,000 for our clients in many different industries.
Which for small companies and for that is all viable resources. Even if they would never tap that source of credit, it's an assurance that legitimizes them.
Absolutely.
It feels that they go on that path forward. Back to the fact when you circled back and made that happen for that unsecured loan up in Phoenix, you know, what were the success points for that particular experience, can you think of, Christy? What really made the difference at the end of the day that you could make that happen with them?
I think it's just been, it is so fulfilling and so exciting when you can see somebody that is ready to take off on a new business venture, and they've got their location. We met at their new location and, you know, went to see it, and I will tell you, things change so fast. For this particular venture, that was a husband and wife team, and this was money for the wife's business, mm-hmm. and we were trying to get them set up, and lo and behold, after we've already got them funded, everything's ready to go, they ran into a difficulty with zoning and had to go out and start looking for another location. So they're using the money in a different way right now.
Sure, yeah.
For the husband's business to help out a little bit until they can get this new location and get all the zoning squared away and everything. So it flips on a dime. The funding's there. They can use it when they're ready to. But it was just a little strange how things change so rapidly.
Always, anyone knows that those kind of roadblocks are usually signposts anyways to go in a new direction.
Right.
And that things will circle back and settle in the right course for them. So some of these loans that you are going after, in this case it was an unsecured loan, that they do have some flexible terms in the agreements.
Right.
It isn't just spotlined for
exactly.
certain things.
And this particular arena, because it is unsecured business credit, it allowed them to really use it however they needed to,
mm-hmm.
And make minimal payments on an ongoing basis until they're ready to ramp up and really have some income to put at it.
Well, you know, I know we've got a variety of really wonderful organizations here in Greater Tucson in the spirit of helping small business. You have the Small Business Association. You have the Micro Business Advancement Center.
Mm-hmm.
You just have things that go through the various chambers of commerce. So I have to believe it's just a matter of time before that the word's going to get out from the two of you. I mean, is the phone ringing off the hook right now, or is it more you reaching out in the opposite direction?
You know, we do a little bit of both. I'm actually doing a lot of presentations.
Right.
So I have a couple of things coming up. One next week, actually, down in Sierra Vista, that where we're doing a lending fair with some other lenders. And we've got some other events coming up in the next couple of months that will be both here in Tucson, Phoenix, and actually Shiloh, Hobart,
mm-hmm.
where we're actually going out and have been asked to come up and do some presentations to talk about what other kinds of funding are available for businesses, just to get the word out and let people know that there are options and there's hope.
Well, I know classically the research would show is that women have a greater tendency to write the checks out of their own checkbooks when they start their business as opposed to men. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a lot of women networking groups that are supporting that. No, you need to look at a broader field of view. The reality, though, quite often, is the access to capital has been restricted from that group.
Right.
Is that still what you see? Do you find it different as you go to your lenders of presenting a woman or a non-traditional owner situation?
I would say no. I say
right.
the biggest problem that I'm seeing is that a lot of women have not grown their credit. So
right.
they really
right.
don't have a credit profile to support them. So we do a lot of education on credit. and how to grow your credit profile to help women and men, but I do a lot of speaking with women's groups, to especially address that issue because people just don't have that developed in the way they used to.
Yeah, and I think part of that is because the concern of that I won't be able to manage that credit
right.
with the way other things swing in the world this
mm-hmm.
day and age.
Yes.
What about, Katie, you know, you're a young professional, up-and-comer here, of course, now partner with your mom and in this business. What about the youth, the younger people that are out there approaching? Are they starting to come to you with the ideas and to move forward with a business?
We do. We do actually meet with quite a few young entrepreneurs. And depending on where they're at in the process of their lives and their
startup
planning,
phase, yeah, right.
exactly, well, we just have different types of conversations. You know, we've had some people that were just completely on the ball, and it's just amazing what they've been able to achieve. You know, they really make me feel like a lightweight.
Well, certainly you're coming out of the University of Arizona with the Eller College of Management and such a strong, respected program on entrepreneurship that I could see a great opportunity with these individuals that have had a project for a year of their second year MBA program or even their undergraduate program to say, okay, now I'm ready for prime time. This is beyond getting the ABC, you know, at the school to now, could I really press that next level?
Absolutely. And if, you know, it, depending on the situation, it's
sure.
always an it depends situation.
Of course.
But we certainly love speaking with young business owners because they generally do have that vision. They generally do know where they're going. It's just a matter of the experience to get to that.
That's right. Putting the pieces together or finding the right angel investors, coaches, and mentors mm-hmm. to guide them through some of the preliminary step. Because many of them are so fearless, thank goodness. And whether they choose, you know, and I know that even having started my business or taken to a new place after the young age of 50, I'll say, that still sometimes not knowing what you don't know is actually the best way to still continue to go forward, provided you got the plan and there's some salience in what you're doing. Christy, what has best prepared you to take on this kind of a role and grow this kind of business?
I think for me, life experience is a great teacher.
Yeah.
And I've always had an interest in finance, and that's something I've tried to continue learning throughout my corporate life and my military career, having to do budgets and having to see where can you make stretch your dollar the most.
God bless you. You're exactly the kind of person I'd love to have on my staff because I hated that kind of stuff. But anyway, please continue.
So
knowing where your strengths are, like you started
exactly.
us out, right?
Yeah, knowing exactly. your strengths. And being allowed to work in various arenas and do a whole lot of different things. So I think it's just diverse experience and the opportunity to expand. And honestly, for me, it was the frustration so that I could turn around and say, okay, I'm tired of what I've been doing. I need to take that risky step and step out and do this.
You were ready for something new.
I was.
Exactly. Katie, for you, what's prepared you most for being in this space right now?
I think
I'm supposed to say my training my mom gave me.
Well, that certainly helps. I won't
that's
lie.
Right.
I mean,
that's
I
right.
I grew up, you
around
know,
this.
Around
yeah.
this, around her, and I certainly, you know, was exposed to financial planning and all kinds of other concepts when I was very young. So I really do think that the wonderful part about our business right now is we are in the place where we really do empathize, and understand what growing small businesses are going through.
And absolutely right now in the turn of the economy where it's been for these years and probably the next few to come, you two are in a beautiful space to help so many people.
Yes, and we're loving it.
Exactly. Well, congratulations again. Our guests were Christy Giroux and Katie Powell from the Compound Profit of Arizona. You can visit their site, www.cprofitaz.com. And also, how could they reach you? Telephone, Katie?
Well, you can reach me at 520-955-9125.
Or me, Christy, at 520-909-7146.
And again, that's www.cprofitarizona, the letter C.com. Thanks again for joining us, and all the best as you continue your footprint, expanding your footprint and helping others here throughout the state of Arizona. And again, potential other franchisees and connections through your being a regional director, Christy.
Very good. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank
my
you so
pleasure.
Much.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible.
The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, 877-544-2580.